At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Harvey evacuees have been making their way to North Texas. More than 500 spent last night at three Dallas City shelters. City officials are working to open what they're calling a mega shelter by tomorrow at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center downtown. KERA's Stella Chavez stopped by as workers were getting ready.
Inside the convention center parking garage, volunteers place blankets onto foldable cots. As many as 5,000 people could sleep here. They may stay for quite a while. The space is air-conditioned, and Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings says a pharmacy and other medical services will be available.
It's going to be manned with doctors throughout the area, and we'll be able to do basic medical procedures there and be able to triage individuals and then send them out to the hospitals in the area.
Dallas has some experience hosting evacuees fleeing life-threatening storms. In 2005, the city opened shelters to people who escaped Hurricane Katrina. This time, Rawlings says he doesn't know how many evacuees may come to Dallas. One reason for the uncertainty, roads in and around Houston are flooded. Once the water recedes, Rawlings says 250 buses are ready to transport people to Dallas.
We may have thousands upon thousands and upon thousands of more individuals that will even get bigger than this convention center. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but we've been asked to prepare for numbers that could be up in the tens of thousands.
Monday afternoon, as many as 80 people were being flown from Galveston to Dallas Love Field. They'll be sent to the other shelters the city has set up. Rawlings spoke with Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
And he said, just prepare for the worst and hope for the best. We may need you in a big way.
The Houston mayor may need help from other cities as well. Rawlings says he's been in touch with several North Texas mayors. As workers were setting up inside the convention center, people were arriving at the shelter inside Samuel Grand Recreation Center. 90-year-old Amalia Salinas traveled from Freeport along the Gulf Coast. She was with several family members. They've spent the past few days in a hotel, but the costs started adding up. So on Monday, they checked into the shelter.
We cannot go back home because there's a lot of water there.
Ismael Quintero also arrived at the Samuel Grand shelter with his brother and dad. He says they left their Houston apartment and also spent a few days at a hotel. They're worried about their neighborhood.
And where we live, there's like a bayou, like really close there. So we decided, hey, let's just go, and we don't know how it's going to be. So take that pressure, that uncertainty from our conscience.
Quintero says he's spoken to family members who told him they're okay, but some of his friends are having trouble. He doesn't know the status of his own apartment.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. I have no idea right now. So hopefully it's fine. I come back to it and...
The city is working with the Red Cross to set up and run the shelters. Georgia Duncan is with the Red Cross.
Well, the first thing they get is a smile and a warm welcome. And then our biggest priority is providing them a safe place to be because they've been torn from their homes. So we provide a safe place. We provide somebody for them to talk to.
There are also activities for adults and kids. Adults tackled a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle or watched TV. Children played with Legos while others played Twister. It's a welcome respite from several days of fear and uncertainty. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Learn more about how to help with Harvey relief efforts at keranews.org. And meteorologists say Tropical Storm Harvey could stay intact through the weekend. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with Greg Carbon with the National Weather Service. He says severe storms like Harvey are becoming more common.
The consensus is generally that extreme rainfall events are increasing globally. The problem is pinpointing a singular event to climate change. But one example that kind of is quite striking to me personally and as a meteorologist is that Houston on Sunday preliminarily broke their daily rainfall record. They reached a little over 16 inches of rain in 24 hours in Houston on Sunday. That's a new all-time record rainfall for one day in Houston. That's happened twice in this 1 year. And that, to me, is something very unusual when you see two all-time daily records broken in the same year. And the last one was just less than a year ago, and it was 8 inches, and they doubled that with this most recent event.
A special episode of Think re-airs tonight at 8, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. 3-on-3 basketball. It's a game played on asphalt courts across America. Rapper Ice Cube decided it was time for the game to be played on a bigger stage, so he started Big 3 Basketball, a traveling league of 8 teams that features retired NBA players. The league made a stop in Dallas, and as KERA's Hadi Bawagi reports, it gives these former pro stars a second chance.
We have Minnesota Phoenix Gunkin. Kobe.
We're inside American Airlines Center. It's the arena where the Dallas Mavericks play. And more than 15,000 basketball fans are here to watch former NBA stars like Chauncey Billups, Kenyon Martin, and Basketball Hall of Famer Allen Iverson hit the court one more time. Dallasite Ryan Barrientos, who's dressed head to toe in basketball gear, says he's excited to attend his first Big 3 basketball game because he thinks some of these older players still have some juice left.
Oh, they're better than, like, the average Joe. Like, they're just natural athletes. They can be 70. I bet you get Irving, the coach, you get him to lace him up, he's still going to be better than most average Joes out here.
Irving, better known as Dr. J, coaches one of the Big 3's basketball teams, along with George Iceman Gervin, Clyde the Glide Drexler, and the Glove, Gary Payton. Nostalgia dominates the Big 3. But the league's founder, Ice Cube, told ESPN that his league isn't a gimmick.
The hardest thing was to convince people that this is pro, because that concept has never really been promoted in any way.
Cube's right. Professional 3-on-3 basketball is played around the world. It'll even be a featured sport in the Summer Olympics in Tokyo in 2020. Still, in the U.S., 3-on-3 has never risen above streetball status. But 3-on-3's global popularity is what gives the Big 3 a fighting chance. That's according to Amy Trask, the league's CEO.
It's a beloved game around the world. It doesn't compete with the NBA. It is a complement to the NBA.
Being a complement is better than being a competitor, Trask says. She knows from experience. She ran the NFL's Oakland Raiders for 16 years, and she's watched fledgling football leagues like the XFL and the USFL come and go.
There's a big, big difference between what we are doing and what those leagues endeavored to do. Those leagues were playing the same game and not playing it anywhere close to the quality of National Football League football.
Now let's break down some basic rules for the Big 3.
Big 3 is hardly comparable to the NBA. Big 3 games include fewer players. It's played on just half of the court. There's a four-point shot, one better than the NBA. And most of all, it's much more physical.
This is like 80s basketball. This is not today's basketball where you can't put your hands on people.
That's Nancy Lieberman. She's considered one of the greatest figures in American basketball. Lieberman's won gold medals, been inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, played professionally, and has coached both in the WNBA and the NBA.
When I watch the guys, you know, it touches my heart because we get older, but we get more experience. We might not be able to go 94 feet, but we know how to play the game, and the competitiveness in us as athletes doesn't die at 35.
Rashad McCants is a perfect example of what Lieberman's talking about. He's 32. He was a star at the University of North Carolina. He was the 14th overall pick in the NBA draft in 2005, but he suffered minor injuries and has spent the past 5 years playing pro ball in Europe. McCants now plays in the Big 3 for a team called the Trilogy, and he's ecstatic to be back in the U.S.
To me personally, it was an opportunity to be back on the national stage. To have the opportunity to play in front of the hometown fans, hometown crowd, that's a big deal.
Sure, the court might be smaller and the players are older, but when the fans are cheering and the stadium's jumping, Big 3 players say they feel at home again. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.
Partly cloudy skies tonight, a chance of rain with a low around 73. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.